Now, a number of countries are getting on board to attend next month's Keys climate talks in Copenhagen. Canada's prime minister said he will be attending the talks after both China and the U.S. announced their respective leaders would also be going. We spoke to the head of communications at Caritas Internationalis, Patrick Nicholson, who says it is important that both the U.S. and Chinese are attending the summit.
The U.S. is the biggest polluter, so we're really looking to the U.S. administration to make the cuts necessary to ensure that it's in line with the action that's needed to take to stop climate change. And China, obviously, as another very large polluter and one that whose economy is growing rapidly, it's also very welcome that they'll be present. I think China is offering very positive cuts. The US, I think, has still got some way to go. But it's also, I think, a question of what will be achievable in the short term in the US, and we'll need to see Copenhagen being built on over the medium to long term to make sure that those cuts go further.